John, in writing to that early community, tries to steer them away from one of the dead ends of Christian thought. And that dead end is that the whole of God is not involved in the whole of humanity. And the way that that works then is in thought about Jesus, that either Jesus is an eminently blessed human being, or that he is so spiritual that he only pretended to be human. And it is dealing with that latter dead end that John is writing. For the Christian conviction is that the whole of God is involved in the whole of humanity through Jesus Christ. And that calls us, it calls from us a response that all of us, all that I am, be given and involved in all that God is. And that is a perspective we can apply to Jesus' mysterious words in Luke's Gospel today. Talking of the end times is very popular, but if we remind ourselves of yesterday's Gospel, we realize that Jesus warns against any sort of speculation about the end times. For only God will decide. On our part, we must open our hearts and lives to all of God. And that means making choices that will often alienate ourselves from those closest to us. And in Jesus' words here in today's Gospel, those working together, or even those asleep in the same space together. Whether working or whether asleep, there is a demand of from the Gospel on all of us, on all that I am. A demand that I give myself wholeheartedly, be taken away in that sense by my orientation of heart and of soul and of mind towards God, to risk being taken away even from those closest to me. Behind these words of Jesus also lies a criticism of much speculation of times, dates, and seasons of the Messianic age that were prevalent in Jesus' time. The references to night shows that the expectations at the time of Jesus was that a new Passover would happen. A Passover that would kill all the enemies of the people of Israel, especially the Roman occupiers, and that this would come at night, as it came at the Exodus, that final miracle, the death of the firstborn, and also came at the release of the Hebrews from Egypt at night. So there is an expectation of a new Passover. Of course, Jesus fulfills this not in killing off the firstborn or the oppressor, but rather by giving himself up. And that fundamental shocking fact is enough to divide us against ourselves and against those closest to us. When we embrace that complete giving of God wholeheartedly and without selfishness, we will experience a tear, a separation from the selfishness of the world. And that also goes to emphasize that the then and the there, the fullness of God's kingdom, in some way, because God is totally involved with us, is also in the here and the now of our embrace of that kingdom, of our giving ourselves wholeheartedly to that kingdom. Yes, there will be the glorious moment of Jesus' return, but there is the glorious moment of the now in which we can give ourselves to Christ wholeheartedly, to God wholeheartedly, as he gave himself wholly to us, the human race. He gave himself wholly to each one of us, as the baptized. He gives himself wholly so that we may wholly give ourselves to him. Amen.